After recording this episode on Sunday, December 14th, 2025, there was a very sad and scary event at Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. A lot of families were gathered for a Hanukkah celebration. Two people used a gun to hurt others. Many people were injured and people died. Police and helpers rushed in quickly and the danger was stopped. Leaders and police have called it a terror attack and believe the event was targeting the Jewish community. What we want to remember is that most people are good, and in these scary moments and tragedies, there are lots of grown-ups that help. Police, paramedics, doctors, and brave bystanders. It's normal to feel worried, upset, or confused after hearing news like this. So if you're feeling that now, we're going to do a quick reset. Put a hand on your belly and breathe in slowly. Smell the hot cocoa. Breathe out and cool the soup. Smell the cocoa. Cool the soup. Say, right now, I am safe.
Right now, I am safe.
My heart goes out to anybody who was involved in this tragedy or knows somebody who was involved or just the Jewish community in general. I hope that this episode about Hanukkah helps spread some awareness and understanding. Imagine a festival where the party doesn't just last one afternoon. It lasts for 8 nights in a row. Imagine the smell of crispy, golden potato pancakes. The taste of jelly donuts covered in powdered sugar, and the sound of a spinning top clattering on the floor while everyone cheers. Welcome back to Faithfully Explore. I'm Laura, and I am so glad you're here with me today. Last week, we traveled back in time to meet the brave Maccabees and learned the story of the tiny jar of oil that did the impossible. Today is part two of our Hanukkah adventure. We're moving from the ancient temple to the modern living room to see how kids just like you celebrate Hanukkah today. Are you ready to see how that ancient miracle turned into a modern day party? Let's explore. Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the global track. Filling up our belief backpack. Hanukkah is a holiday in Judaism, the Jewish faith. People who practice Judaism are called Jewish people, and they have many beautiful traditions and stories. If you haven't listened to the Shabbat episode of Faithfully Explore, now's the perfect time to listen to learn more about Judaism. The word Hanukkah means dedication in Hebrew. Hanukkah is a celebration of dedication, hope, and miracles. Last week we heard the story of why we celebrate Hanukkah. But how do families celebrate Hanukkah today? Just like Judah Maccabee's people lit the menorah in the temple, Jewish families light a special candle holder called a menorah, or Hanukkiah, at home. It has 9 branches, one for each of the 8 nights, plus one extra for a helper candle. This helper candle is called the Shamash. On the first night of Hanukkah, they place one candle in the menorah and light it. On the second night, 2 candles are lit with the Shamash, and so on. Each night, one more candle joins in the glow until on the 8th night, all 8 candles, plus the Shamash, are lit and shining bright. Families usually light the menorah after sunset, when it's dark outside. Often they put the menorah in the window so anyone passing by can see its cheerful lights. As they light the candles, they say special blessings in Hebrew and sometimes sing songs. The bright candles remind everyone of that ancient miracle and how light grows brighter each day. After the candles are lit, the games begin. We talked about the dreidel game last week, but here's how you really play. Everyone gets a pile of gelt, those yummy chocolate coins. A dreidel is a small, 4-sided spinning top. On each of its sides is a Hebrew letter. Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin. Nas Gadol Hayashem, which means a great miracle happened there. The dreidel is not only fun, it also carries the message of Hanukkah's miracle on its sides. Everyone starts with some gilt. You take turns spinning the dreidel. When it stops, look at the top letter. Depending on the letter, you either do nothing, win the whole pile of goodies, win some, or have to give one of yours into the pile. Because of the miracle of the oil, many Hanukkah foods are fried in oil to remember that magical little jar of oil. One super popular food is latkes. These are like little pancakes made of grated potatoes, fried to crispy golden goodness. People often eat them warm with applesauce or sour cream on top. So yummy. Another treat is a soufganiyot, a soft donut sprinkled with powdered sugar or drizzled with chocolate. And inside, there's sweet jam. Delicious. Just talking about this food is making my tummy growl. Hanukkah is also a time for sharing and caring. Many families use this holiday to practice tzedakah, which means charity or giving to those in need. For example, some kids have a special box where they put coins to donate during Hanukkah. Or they might help cook a meal for someone who is lonely. Or collect toys to give to children who don't have many. Just like the menorah shines its light, we can share our blessings with others. Some families also exchange gifts on Hanukkah. They might give a small present each night to children or one big gift. But everyone remembers that the true meaning of Hanukkah isn't the presents. It's all about family and friends, the courage of the Maccabees, and the idea of bringing light and hope into the world. Imagine with me. Now close your eyes gently. Let's take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Imagine it's a cold, dark winter evening. You're visiting your friend Leah for the last night of Hanukkah. Outside, the stars sparkle in the inky sky, but inside, it's cozy and warm. In front of you is a beautiful menorah waiting to be lit. Deep breath in. Leah carefully strikes a match. Big breath out like you're blowing out that match. Leah uses the shamash, the helper candle, to light each flame. Deep breath in and hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 candles. Breathe out. The room glows with the light from the 8 candles. Leah's family sings a soft blessing. When the song ends, everyone whispers together, amen. Breathe in again. What do you smell? Warm latkes frying? Maybe sweet jelly donuts nearby? I can hear your tummy rumbling. Now listen, can you hear it? A dreidel spinning on the floor. Leah's brother cheers.
Gimel.
One last breath in and out. Notice how you feel. Safe? Included? Hopeful? The darkness outside doesn't seem scary at all, because inside, there's light, love, and joy. Hold on to that warm Hanukkah glow, and when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Okay, everybody, now that we've had a calm, cozy moment, it's time to get our bodies moving. It's game time! Let's play a quick game I like to call Spin Like a Dreidel. Stand up if you're able and shake out your arms and legs a little. First, crouch down low, tuck in your arms, and make yourself as small as a dreidel sitting on a table. I'm going to count to three and then we'll spin like a dreidel. Ready? 1, 2, 3, spin! Start spinning your body in a circle. Make sure you're in a safe spot with space around you. As you spin, start to stand up and stretch your arms out a bit. Twirl, not too fast. We don't want anyone getting too dizzy. And freeze! Stop spinning and strike a silly pose, just like a dreidel that wobbles and falls over. 1, 2, 3, spin! Round and round you go, just like a dreidel dancing on the table. and freeze. Come to a stop, grab a chair or a wall if you feel a little dizzy. Let's try spinning in the other direction now. Crouch down small again. Get set. Spin! Whee! Spin, 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 and freeze! All right, everyone, relax. I can imagine all the dreidels out there getting jealous of your spinning skills. Maybe you can try playing dreidel for real after listening.
Konnichiwa. Hola. Bonjour.
Let's cross our friendship bridge. You know that one of my favorite things about exploring different traditions is finding out how they connect, like little bridges of friendship between people. Hanukkah is all about light, courage, and hope. And guess what? There are other holidays and cultures that celebrate very similar ideas. Right after Christmas, another holiday begins called Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is celebrated mainly by African American families to honor African heritage and community. It lasts 7 days. And guess what? They also light candles each night. But instead of a menorah, they use a special candle holder called a kanara. There are 7 candles, each representing important principles like unity, faith, and responsibility. Each night of Kwanzaa, families light one candle and talk about one of those values. They might sing, dance, or tell stories from African cultures. Kwanzaa isn't a religious holiday like Hanukkah or Christmas. It's cultural. But it shares the idea of gathering together, celebrating values, and lighting up the winter with hope and unity. If you have friends that celebrate Kwanzaa, you could ask them which principle is their favorite, or simply wish them a joyous Kwanzaa. When we learn about each other's holidays, we see that deep down we're all celebrating many of the same things. Being with family, sharing kindness, and finding light in the darkness. So if you have a friend who celebrates a different holiday, don't be shy. Ask them about it or wish them a happy one. And you can share what you celebrate too. By respecting and enjoying each other's traditions, we're making our friendship bridge stronger and longer. This week's challenge is... This week, in honor of Hanukkah's 8 shiny nights, let's do an 8 nights of kindness challenge. Here's how it works. I challenge you to do one small, kind, or generous act each day for the next 8 days. That's one for each night of Hanukkah. Think you can do it? I bet you can. Your kind acts don't have to be big. Even a little light can brighten the dark. Remember? Here are some ideas to get you started. Draw a cheerful picture or make a card for a relative, teacher, or neighbor. Give someone a hug, with permission, or spend time with someone who might be lonely. Sometimes just being there for someone is the best gift. Donate something. With a grown-up's help, you could give a toy or clothes you don't use anymore to charity, or bring canned food to a food drive. Sharing with those in need spreads light to their lives. I can't wait to see how you all shine this week. Now, to help us remember all we've discovered, let's open up our special bag of wisdom, our belief backpack. What's inside our belief backpack this week? Hanukkah reminds us that even a little bit of light can make a big difference. Just like one tiny jar of oil burned for 8 whole days, our small actions can bring hope to dark times. Hanukkah is a time for joy, family, and celebration. Singing songs, playing dreidel, and eating special foods help bring people together with happiness. Kindness and giving are a big part of Hanukkah. Whether it's sharing guilt, helping others, or giving tzedakah, we can all spread light by being generous and thoughtful. That's what we're packing in our belief backpack today. Courage, kindness, joy, and the reminder that light grows when we share it. Wow, we've learned so much about Hanukkah. From the flickering menorah candles that get brighter each night, to the delicious latkes and donuts that remind us of the miracle of the oil, to the fun dreidel games that make everyone smile. Hanukkah is such a bright and joyful celebration. But more than all the fun and treats, Hanukkah teaches us something really important. even in the darkest times, there is light. A little courage and faith can bring a big miracle. And when we share that light with others, through kindness, through friendship, through standing up for what's right, the world becomes a better place for everyone. I hope you carried the light of Hanukkah in your heart. Whether or not you celebrate it at home, that light can be hope when you're sad, courage when you're scared, or kindness when someone needs help. We can all be like little menorah candles shining in the world. Oh, and I can't end an episode without a little laughter, right? Here's a fun Hanukkah joke you can share with your friends and family. Which hand is best to light the menorah with?
Right.
Left.
Neither. It's best to light it with a candle. Until next time, keep being curious, keep being kind, and keep exploring the beautiful world of beliefs around you. This is Laura from Faithfully Explore saying goodbye and happy Hanukkah, everyone.